reality.
Back to reality. Back to reality.
It's the show where we discuss the most topical of topics, the most controversial of controversies, and the most important affairs of affairs.
Bismillah ar-Rahman ar-Rahim. Assalamu alaikum, dear listeners, sisters and brothers. This is Asma, and I have the privilege to be your host for today's discussion. Well, here with me, I have two very dear and credible guests, Sister Zainab and Brother Muzaffar. It's been so long since the last time I met you two, and today I am over pleased to have you both in one picture. Okay, ladies, first I will start with you, Sister Zainab. Assalamu alaikum, and how are you doing?
Assalam. Thank you so much.
I'm glad.
Doing great, alhamdulillah.
Thank God.
Totally psyched to be here with you guys.
So pleasure to be with you. And you, brother, assalamu alaikum, and how's life?
Wa alaikum salam. Life is good, alhamdulillah. And I'm here after such a long time, and
yes,
it's great
and
to
it's
be back.
Great to be with you.
Thanks
too.
Thanks for having me.
So, just as the ritual of this program, I would love you two to give me a very short introduction about yourself. And let's start with you, Brother Muzaffar.
Yeah, so I'm Muzaffar Haider. Mm-hmm. I'm born and raised in the UK. I'm studying in the Hausa. And now I occasionally show up at IRIB English Radio and discuss some interesting topics with you.
Of course. Topics.
Of course. And you, sister?
I'm Zainab. I'm a student of philosophy.
Philosophy is very interesting, though. So we're going to use your philosophy in today's table of discussion. And today we're talking about complaining and the people who complain a lot.
If we talk about people who complain a lot, does that count as complaining? Would we be complaining then?
Very quickly, we come back to philosophy. Well, complaining, I guess. Well, I would first give an introduction and mm-hmm. then I will have your opinions. Complaining by itself is not a bad thing. It's, I guess, a natural feature of a breathing being like human beings. It's not detrimental until it becomes a constant sort of a process that happens every single day. Mm. And each day, so repetitive in a way that becomes so annoying, just like nagging people. Do you think complaining is a natural feature and we shouldn't worry about it?
Complaining is a natural thing. Yeah, it is natural, but so many things which are natural are not necessarily good.
Mm-hmm.
And I do think that complaining, especially complaining a lot, is not good for one's own personal health and for the health of those around them.
For sure.
I certainly don't like people who complain a lot.
You don't complain yourself?
I try to complain, but nobody wants to listen. And then I'm like, well, I've just listened. Like, I have a brother at work, for mm-hmm. example, or somebody else who I'm working with, and they just complain and complain. I'm listening. And then I'm like, I start to complain, and they're just like, oh, it just doesn't work.
Enough.
I realize also that, look, if it was that much of a burden for me to hear that complaining, then maybe other people don't like hearing it either, so I shouldn't, and I should keep my troubles to myself.
Of course, that happens as we grow older. We'll learn to keep our problems for ourselves.
Mm-hmm.
That's something very natural again.
Really?
Yeah.
Yes.
Because I feel like the older people get, the more they complain. I think it's like...
we're talking about sensible people.
Well, that's a very small population of the world, isn't it?
Yeah.
Of course it is.
That's a very small piece of the pie.
Exactly. I really feel that. And I think there's biological reasoning behind it too. It's ratio to age. Like the more you age, the more you complain. Because
mm-hmm. the older you are, the naggier you get.
Yeah, because you're all worn out, aren't you?
Yeah, and I suppose you've seen so much that you have more to complain about.
Exactly.
And you're always going to
That's
be comparing the time in which you lived to the
exactly.
time in which you lived, the generation yeah. that you're experiencing now with the generation
and
that you
I think,
belong to.
Children complain a lot too, but the thing that older people and children both have in common, which leads them both into being over complainers, is the fact that they are so helpless now. I'm not like saying 50 up. That's what I...
Well, we're youth, and we know that this number of nagging and complaining people are mm-hmm. growing among the youth. So I don't guess it's just related to the older people.
The age, and it's not an age factor.
The very
well,
kids.
Actually, I think that's an interesting point, that you would see it in the younger people and then the older people as mm-hmm. well. I guess we notice it more from the youngers than the olders.
Yeah.
And I do feel like it has something to do with their vulnerability.
Exactly.
They do feel vulnerable.
Yeah.
If we look at this from an akhlaqi perspective, Imam Khomeini in 40 Hadith, which is a beautiful book.
Ethical. Moral.
Moral, spirituality kind of thing. So it's akhlaq, right?
Mm-hmm. And, not being a douchebag aspect of it.
Yeah, that thing.
Yeah.
So in the chapter about anger, it's really interesting where he talks about, and I'm a hypocrite for talking about this because I get angry all the time, but... anger, he says that there's a bad type of anger, right? And mm-hmm. we're talking about the bad type of anger.
Of course.
He says that it usually belongs to the weaker people. You often get angry because you want to show that you are bigger and stronger than those around you.
Oh,
but
really?
Actually, it's rooting and stemming from your weakness. So it's more likely to exist in you when you're sick.
Yeah.
Right, when you are hungry, mm-hmm. when you are poor.
In a misery.
Right? And when you're miserable,
yes.
because you don't have something. You, mm-hmm. If you're strong, you're confident, you don't feel the need to express that anger. And I feel like complaining does come from a lot of the anger and frustration that we have pent up inside.
So we're getting to some very interesting points, but I would like you to hold it there and let's go for a little break. We'll be back in no time. Dear audience, stay with us.
This is IRIB English Radio. You're listening to Back to Reality.
So, welcome back to your audience. This is IRIB English Radio. We are having a discussion in your Back to Reality. And Brother Muzaffar was telling us that half of complaining comes from perhaps weakness.
Elderly people have lots of weaknesses. Younger people have lots of mm-hmm. weaknesses. But the real problem is that complaining releases stress hormones. When you complain, you mm-hmm. release stress hormones.
Yeah.
When you hear complaining, it also releases stress hormones.
Mm. So, and in an article I've been reading about this very thing that said, complaining is as harmful as the secondhand smoke.
First of all, it's really important for us to draw a line between complaining and acknowledging a situation as problematic and pointing it out in mm-hmm. order to...
It turns out to be complaining.
Reform again. The situation. There's a huge difference between these two. And often I found that complaining... lacks action, and that's why it's so freaking annoying.
Mm-hmm.
People don't want to hear negative feedback and vibes about a certain situation constantly. And it because it makes you hopeless, because it makes you feel that, okay, then why should we even bother with this project, with this relationship, with this behavior, with this stage of our lives, if you're just going to nitpick the negative parts about this, if mm-hmm. you're just going to highlight the bad parts, if you're just going to point out its downfalls and its shortcomings. So definitely that's something only weak people do.
Do you consider criticism as a sort of complaining?
If it's
constructive. So you say acknowledging a problem mm. is different from complaining.
Mm-hmm.
So acknowledging is sort of criticizing a situation.
Yeah.
It's constructive criticism.
Actually, let me just give a quick example mm-hmm. of complaining because I think it would help the discussion a little bit. It's like complaining about the weather.
Yeah.
You can't actually
Nothing
control
Nothing can
it.
Be done. Exactly.
Nothing can change. Why are you complaining about it?
Bro, yeah.
It's raining. You get that all the time mm-hmm. in the UK, right? It's raining again. Come on, it rains every day. Just
yeah.
chill out.
But you know, there's something good in complaining. And you know what's that?
What?
There is an emotional release.
Uh-huh.
You know, catharsis yeah, happens to
but
you.
But at what cost, really? You often end up being the annoying person in every gathering because you're always complaining. People will actively try to avoid you.
Exactly.
Sister, do you know what? I think Sister Asma has mm-hmm. got better friends than us. They listen to her complain.
Oh, my God.
I think that's the
No, I should. I hereby officially tell you that I'm not a complaining person. No. I usually practice patience. That's a better choice. I'm just siding with those who are complaining. I try to understand them. Mm-hmm. You know what I mean? Because the majority of people nowadays, when you sit around them, when they find two ears, they start complaining, and I usually call it nagging.
Mm. Sometimes, yeah, it's cool. I mean, often people use it to form some sort of small talk. Often people use complaints to form some sort of small talk, don't they?
Yeah.
Which is another thing I try to avoid actively. Small talk. Why bother with small talk? But they're like, oh, have you seen the prices on that and that thing? Mm-hmm. Oh, did you listen to the whatever last night? You know?
So you mean they use complaining as a sort of breaking the ice?
Yes. And I mean...
No, but hold on. When somebody's doing that, they're not really complaining. They're just using the complaint as a tool.
Yeah, weapon.
Exactly, yeah. Exactly.
That's not really complaining.
So it,
complaining
it,
is bad.
It all comes down to the objective it serves. Mm-hmm. If it's a tiny, whiny little complaint mm-hmm. that, you know, breaks the ice, makes the silent awkward go away, then by all means. It's not going to be constructive. It's just going to fill the air with negative vibes. It's going to emotionally and mentally drain the listener. And it's going to make you look like a total...
annoying person.
A total annoying person. Mm-hmm. I recommend you avoid it because then you won't be invited anywhere.
Exactly.
And when you call, no one's going to pick up.
The annoying person is calling.
Why don't we do the opposite of complaining?
Do what then?
Point out the good stuff.
Yeah, talk about positive things. So, for example, going back to
there
the
is
weather.
There's no emotional release in that.
Like, well, instead of saying, oh, it's raining, why don't you go, it's raining.
If you like rain, then it's good. But what about sun when it's too hot?
When it's too hot?
Yes. How would you make it beautiful?
It's hot and we're sitting in a room with AC. Yay.
Oh my God.
You know, it's the opposite of complaining. Isn't that much better and more productive?
So you're pointing something very nice. You mean that we have to use some methods in order to control or complain and turn it into something beautiful.
Mm-hmm.
By using some beautiful expressions in order...
Why not train children to think in a different way, you know? If they're going to be complaining about something, let them look at the bright side of it instead, as cliched as that sounds.
We come back to looking at the bright side of everything.
Mm-hmm, mm-hmm.
So being an optimist.
It's so important, though. I mean, life is going to suck either way. You're always going to find something to complain about, right? If you're going to be so meticulous about life, why not pick out the good stuff?
Yeah.
Right? If you're going to go through the process...
But, you know, practicing that in real life is very difficult.
That's
so
true.
So saying that is very easy, but practicing that in a life full of problems is very difficult.
I think we're underestimating the blessings that we have. And that is actually one of the very...
pertinent.
Yes. And natural, innate... qualities of human being. They're kafur, you know, they're ungrateful.
Yeah, ungrateful.
And if you take one of the smallest blessings that we constantly have and constantly take for granted away, we would really then have a lot to complain about. Oh, the weather is so hot, but at least we still have running water.
We're breathing. Mm.
We still have electricity.
Mm. Yeah.
Right? Imagine if we were living in one of those countries that right now, they're going through the hottest heat wave of the past 30 years and they don't even have sufficient electricity in 24 hours.
So I guess we have made the story finished and we got to the point that we have to stop complaining and we have to look at the bright side of every single thing. So practice optimism. That's the cure for complaining.
Just last point. Yeah. If you can't find anything nice to say, just stay quiet. You really don't have to comment about a situation.
Oh my God. Yes.
Right? Just stay quiet.
True.
It's fine.
Yeah. So stay silent. Mm-hmm, if you do not have anything nice to share, stay silent. So, dear listeners, this was all the time that we got for today's episode. Thank you for listening. Until another session, I bid you farewell, and may Allah protect you.
Ya Allah, Ya Rabb al-Alamin, Ya Rahman, Ya Rahim, Ya Rabbi, let the Ummah rise again.
Ya Allah,
Ya Rabb al-Alamin, Ya Rahman, Ya Rahim, Ya Rabbi, let the Ummah rise again. Let us see daylight again, once again.